Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I'm so happy you're sharing this time with me. Sit back and enjoy your drink of choice as we look at Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. I read a true story written by the daughter of a farmer in the Midwest a number of years ago. It has stayed with me all this time due to the man's patience and assurance of the Lord's love and participation in his life. The farmer was up in age, and most of the work on the farm had been put to rest. There was a barn not far from the house that had been of good use for years, but had gradually become questionable in safety. The farmer's children became more and more distressed about the danger of the barn collapsing on their dad or a visitor to the farm, and urged him to have it torn down before someone was hurt. Each time the subject came up, the old farmer had the same response: "The Lord will take care of it." This conversation went on for several years, always with the same result: "The Lord will take care of it." Then, one night, there was a thunderstorm, rain and wind pounding the farmer's home. The next morning, the farmer awoke to a blue sky and birds singing. He stepped outside of his home and glanced about his property for damage. As he gazed across the yard to the old barn, he laughed and said, "Thank you, Lord." The barn had collapsed. There, in a neat pile, the walls of the barn had collapsed, one side on top of the other. No mess, no wood all over the place, just a neat pile of lumber. When his daughter called to check on him, she asked her father how the barn had fared. His response: "The Lord took care of it." Sometimes we see the work of the Lord in an answer to prayer quickly. Sometimes we wait for weeks or even years for the Lord to work out a problem or concern. And then there are those prayers that are answered in unexpected or disappointing ways, or are answered and we are left unaware. Apparently, the farmer simply trusted that the Lord would take care of the problem in his own way, in his own time. As the psalmist says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." In the story, there is no reference to expectations of how the barn issue would be accomplished, just the fact that the barn needed to come down. The elderly farmer could no longer physically do the work and could not afford to pay someone to do it for him. So he left it up to God's hands and time to resolve. When I read this story, I could almost feel the untroubled faith of this man. Each time he said, "The Lord will take care of it," I believe his faith was strengthened. The more his children or others asked him about the dangerous barn, the more opportunity he had to tell them, and indeed himself, that the Lord would take care of it. No need to worry. There is definitely a lesson for me to learn in this little story. Instead of asking over and over, day after day, for resolution of a difficult situation, thank the Lord over and over, day after day, for taking care of the situation. There is a problem in the life of a deeply loved one that I have prayed about for some time. Recently, I began to thank the Lord for taking care of the situation in His will. It really has helped. There are times when something I perceive as negative happens in the situation, all my awfulizing thoughts come rushing in and I have to pray my way through it. Admittedly, a lifetime of looking for worst-case scenarios is a hard habit to break. But practicing thanking the Lord for taking care of the situation and different aspects of the situation has honestly helped grow my faith and find peace. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all be like the farmer? Do what we can do, but then give the concern to the Lord in His will and time to handle, and thank Him for taking care of it. Let us pray. Our dear Lord, as You know so well, there are times in our prayer lives that we are our own worst enemy. Help us, please, to practice giving our troubles over to You, and then practice thanking You every day for Your taking care of all aspects of the problem. I ask this for us all, that our praise and gratefulness will build our trust and faith in Your loving presence in the concerns of our lives. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.